This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
So now the science of aging. What can be done to slow the aging process? Well, there are a lot of Johnny-come-latelys, you know, green tea, pomegranate juice. We read about these as the latest and greatest. And yet, of all the things studied, perhaps the one that has been most strongly demonstrated is caloric restriction, something that occurs naturally if you adopt a whole food plant-based diet. You know, a properly balanced one will reduce your caloric intake by about 30%. Caloric restriction is the singular most effective way to slow aging, at least in animals. It increases the lifespan by an average of 30 to 40%. Decreased reduction in the diseases of aging, slows and may reverse cancer progression in animals, demonstrated in a variety of species, from worms to rodents, dogs, and possibly, although the data is not fully complete, even in primates. And if it applies in all these species, good chance it applies in humans. And here is something that shows us what is the impact of caloric restriction on survival in mice. And you can see that with a small amount of restriction of calories, 10%, survival goes up by significant, modest, but significant percentage. With more profound caloric reduction, quite an increase. Something that if applied to humans, perhaps could add decades to our lives. So other evidence-based recommendations scientifically: healthy diet, exercise. We need a balance of aerobic, weight-bearing, balance, flexibility, and so forth. Avoiding smoking. These are obvious. Limiting alcohol, getting enough sleep, reducing stress, keeping the mind active. Everybody here today, good work. Fostering social connection. This is also echoed in the work of Dan Buettner in the Blue Zones, places that are believed to have long-living, healthy populations around the world, one in Loma Linda, not far from here. Common characteristics of the folks living in the Blue Zones: minimizing stress. They don't even think about, doing stress reduction. It's just how they live. They have calm, easy lives. They don't think about exercise per se as much as just moving regularly as part of daily life. They don't think about joining a support group. They have a clear sense of purpose already in their families and their connections. And their diet, they don't spend a lot of time dwelling on it, but they mostly eat a plant-based diet. Our genes are not our destiny. Many people think that have a fatalistic attitude and think that, it runs in my family, or there's nothing I can do. I disagree.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.